is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment brought to us by the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're inviting you to join their local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Head to their website, carolinachamber.org, to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. It is Tuesday, so we are talking some Hillsboro. Joined now on the phone by Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, how are you?
I am doing just fine, Brighton. Good to be back with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. We were talking last week, and you shared on social media after our interview that you've been taking the calls at least last week and now this week, too, in the car rider pickup line because kids getting out of school and the school year is back. And that's back where you are today, right?
That's right. Greetings from the carpool line for Orange Middle School.
People got a kick out of it on social media. And I bet people do wonder when we talk with the mayors and, you know, our weekly guests, I wonder where they do these calls from. It's an unusual spot, but I get it. You have to kind of mark your spot in line. We have been seeing a good bit of talk around car rider and carpool lines. I was talking yesterday with Dale Edwards of the News of Orange County, and he said the word from the Hillsboro and Eflin community was this school year, the carpool and car rider lines seem much longer than they used to be. And that was kind of one of the main things parents were talking about in that first week of school last week. Is that something you've been hearing yourself, Jen?
Oh, definitely. I'm hearing it and experiencing it. And, you know, here in this particular location where I'm calling you from, we've got a middle school and a high school on the same stretch of road. So that, you know, adds another element of adventure to the whole line situation. It's, you know, the carpool line is, it's longer every year, the first week of school. But this year it's amplified by, you know, I think there are more families who are picking up their kids instead of putting them on the bus. We are one of those. So my older kid who is vaccinated and goes to the high school, he rides the bus, but we're just not quite ready to have our daughter on the bus until she's old enough or the vaccines are approved for her age group. So we are doing a carpool with some other families in the mornings and then picking her up in the afternoon. So I really think that the key is patience because there are just more of us. So I know it's hard because people have jobs and appointments and busy lives, but it's just one more element of the time we're in where just need folks to have give and receive some grace as much as possible.
And as it is across pretty much all parts of Orange County, traffic almost always one of the hot topics, since we're a community that sees so many people commuting in and out of the area. Is car rider line something that the town government ever looks at or really has much control or say over how they go? I know that at least recently or with this year, one of Chapel Hill's elementary schools saw its car rider line kind of altered in partnership with the town government because how it was before was kind of blocking the entry and exit for a fire station. I believe in emergency service vehicles were having a hard time getting out.
Yeah, it's great that they're able to work together to figure that situation out. And in Hillsboro, it's a little bit different because not all of the schools are within the municipality. So we've got some schools that are in town, some that are in the ETJ, and some that are just in the county. But certainly, if there's opportunity or need for us to work with the schools to make situations safer, we're eager to do that. And the sheriff's department has folks out here every day, helping traffic flow more smoothly. And I think there's a lot of interest in just being sure we're keeping students and staff and parents all as safe as possible.
We're speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver, hillsboronc.gov, the town government website to go to for all things town news. And a quick peek behind the curtain for our listeners. We usually chat a little bit ahead of time of some topics that we want to cover. And one thing that you mentioned, Jen, was kind of the end of the Afghanistan war, which has been all over national news headlines. And, we've covered some of the local ties here, but I think a big focus in the coming days, certainly for many places, is going to be Afghan refugees who are coming over from Afghanistan, trying to begin new lives in America. And you specifically mentioned that Durham held a press conference yesterday to talk about welcoming Afghan refugees, which I had not seen. Can you share a little bit more about that and what your and Hillsborough's stance on this might be?
Yes. Well, I was not able to see the conference myself, but I read the recap in the newspaper, and I just thought it was a wonderful gesture. You know, I had heard that Durham was one of the locations that I guess the State Department, you know, had named as a place where refugees were going to be relocated. And I thought it was terrific to have Mayor Shule and, you know, some of his colleagues in the city and also county elected officials gathering together as one to say, hey, we are here, we are ready, we are welcoming you. And I believe that the city and the county have also maybe coordinated to fund a position to help with refugee settlement. And, you know, Durham is another one of our neighbors. They are, you know, from Hillsborough to downtown Durham, it's faster to get there than it is downtown Chapel Hill. And so, you know, I think the message from Hillsborough is that any of these refugees coming in from Afghanistan are welcome in our community as well. And we might not have the same capacity for specific programming, but we have a lot of generous people in our community who I know have already seen people saying, you know, how can I help? What do people need? Can we provide clothing, furniture, you know, financial assistance? That we are also part of that welcome wagon.
Well, that is certainly good to hear. One thing that always stands out to me when talking about refugees is I imagine housing for them is especially tricky to find. There's so much to adjust to moving into a new country. And with Orange County, we just saw here in Chapel Hill over the weekend a march for more affordable housing, especially for those, Jen, who are experiencing a 30% below AMI income, or I should say your average area median income. And so, you know, I always wonder what refugees need to do for housing. What is the Hillsborough structure like when it comes to affordable housing and resources for such people, not just necessarily refugees, I suppose, but for anybody who needs help in that regard?
Well, we always depend heavily on the county and other local nonprofits for that kind of assistance. You know, just Hillsborough is so small, we don't have our own housing department. Well, I won't belabor that. That's another conversation, but we rely heavily, you know, on the county. And, you know, we got some of the COVID recovery funds. You know, we got one of those $600,000 grants that the county is terrifically partnering with us to help people with housing assistance. And it's just a tremendous problem. And, you know, I think that we should do whatever we can at the local level as far as being careful about our zoning and development. But this just affordable housing is in such desperate need, and there really needs to be a much more profound response from the state and federal government, because those are the entities that really have the resources to harness that would make a more profound difference in the lives of people in our community, because the need is tremendous.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, hillsboroughnc.gov, the place to go to for some local government news, like something actually that the town just sent out at the beginning of our conversation, Jen, warning motorists of a potential closure on Thursday on South Churton Street as some utility work is being done there. So head to the website to learn more about that. And something else they sent out earlier this afternoon that seems like something that is kind of right up your alley and what we have talked about in the past is a local Girl Scout troop has put together a story walk in Gold Park. Do you know anything about this?
I do. I know because a local resident and neighbor shared a post on Facebook and then shared a little video with me. She had taken her granddaughter down and was really excited to see what the Girl Scouts had put up. I haven't had a chance to see it myself, but it's a wonderful addition to that park, which gets so much use from, you know, people of all ages walking around down there. So I'll be excited to go check it out myself.
Been seeing more and more of these story walk installations. I think it's an interesting way to kind of engage with people as they're on their walks, because for folks who walk it every day, maybe they see it one time and just keep on going. But, you know, especially for especially for the younger crowd, might be something interesting to keep folks engaged while they're out and about enjoying nature, as we know a lot of people are trying to do right now, and it's not too hot outside. So, yeah, that kind of stuff always jumping out to me. Jen, we've got a couple more minutes here. Anything else happening around the Hillsborough community you want to highlight and make sure people are aware of?
You know, I just want folks to keep in mind that there's all kind of cool stuff happening, you know, with the Burwell School and Museum and, you know, other beautiful spots around town. There's so many places to get out in Hillsborough, and our local businesses continue to need our support. And please, please, folks, keep getting vaccinated and wear your masks, and let's keep moving on to brighter days. They're ahead of us.
I think that is a great message. Well, if you want to check out anything regarding the Hillsborough Town Government, hillsboroughnc.gov. Board of Commissioners off next week for Labor Day, but they'll be back, and I imagine we'll be talking more with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver about that soon. Jen, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for having me. It was great talking with you.